All right. Appreciate you taking a few moments to visit with us. If you look at the state of American politics in general, you folks are here for a conference here in Indiana. And it was interesting because you sort of seem to say that Indiana seems to be sort of the model, for the rest of the country on a number of different fronts. If you could explain that for me, that would be great.
Well, what I was saying is that Indiana has probably the deepest roots in terms of real conservative reforms at the state government level. You've addressed issues of size of government, spending, keeping government spending under control, education reform, infrastructure reform, medical care reform. I mean, led by your governor and now a Republican legislature, you're delivering quality services at a lower cost and still retaining the strong pro-business environment that Indiana is known for.
One of the things that when you look at what's happened in Indiana and also in other states with Republican-controlled legislatures where you mentioned they managed to balance their budgets without raising taxes, one of the things that you'll hear is that, well, they may not have raised taxes, but the state governments have balanced their budgets on the backs of local governments, whether it's schools, transportation, infrastructure, social services. And so it's just the classic Republican agenda of cutting taxes but ignoring the poor and less fortunate. From your vantage point at GOPAC, as sort of a national sort of bird's eye view, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts are that creative budgeting and good ideas allow you to continue to deliver quality services, but not necessarily have to spend enough the same amount of money. You do it by program reform. You do it by cutting back administration. You do it by just being more creative in how you provide the service. Medical care is a good example. States that have reformed the Medicaid program. Now, it's tough to do that because Washington has to provide waivers. But to the extent states have been given the power to reform medical services, they've done a pretty good job of stretching resources to still continue to cover the most vulnerable individuals. Likewise, a lot of the reforms with regard to state employee pension and welfare health care benefits, that has enabled state governments to not lay off individuals. So, again, you're reforming the program, but you're covering more individuals. So it definitely can be done. There's no question about that.
It was interesting, the Wisconsin recall elections. GOPAC spends a lot of its energy on state and local races. Give us some insight on what happened in Wisconsin, because it sort of seemed, a lot of folks said that would be sort of the test bellwether after what happened in 2010 as to the strength of different constituents.
Well, there was an historic reform bill pushed through the legislature by Governor Walker and the Republican majority that reformed a lot of aspects of pension and health benefits of state government workers. They were required to pay more for those benefits, more that was in line with what private sector employees pay. The other thing the legislation did, though, is that it gave more flexibility to local and state managers to utilize government workers, especially teachers, in the most effective manner possible. A lot of times teachers unions would negotiate work rules that just hamstrung local school boards, and so education was suffering. So this got rid of that. Now, the other thing that it did is it enabled the government to save enough money so they didn't lay off any employees. So this was not unfair to the employees. In any event, the union leaders reacted with great fury to this, and so they launched recall efforts against six Republican state senators who voted for the legislation. If they had turned three of the seats, then the Democrats would have taken the majority from the Republicans. After expenditure of literally millions of dollars on state Senate recall, where the pro-Democratic forces had the decided advantage, the Republicans wound up maintaining control. We lost two seats, but we won four, and that was enough to keep control of the legislature. So this is very, very important. even in a so-called progressive state like Wisconsin, good conservative legislation can be enacted, and you can make it stick if you can properly explain the benefits to the people. As a result of this budget, by the way, the governor was able to close a huge budget gap without raising taxes.